This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Isn't it interesting how we now have absolute proof of the UN occupation plan of America, with the United Nations running ads in New York City asking for people who can run their DDR program, which is a gun confiscation program. It's called Disarmament, Demobilize, and Reintegration. And they run these DDR programs all over the world. What it means is taking away all the guns from the locals, putting them into re-education camps, i.e. FEMA camps, and then eventually releasing some of them back into the population after imprisoning or killing others who cannot be converted into the, quote, peace continuum of the United Nations. And how does the UN describe its peace continuum? It's described as the United Nations having all the guns and ammo. So it's a monopoly of guns and ammo in the hands of the UN, whose troops are rapists, child traffickers, child molesters, women, you know, not just rapists, but traffickers of women and drug traffickers. It's like every couple of months, there's another big story about a bunch of UN soldiers who are caught trafficking women, you know, human trafficking, or running drugs, or raping a bunch of people, or fathering a bunch of children in a country, then leaving the women behind to fend for themselves. It's just endless. The United Nations is the most corrupt globalist organization there is that's called a peacekeeping organization. When they go into a region, they are there to rape and pillage. And in order to do that, they have to take away the guns. Why? Because, well, the locals might shoot them when they realize that the UN troops are raping all their women and trafficking their children, kidnapping children. You might shoot them for that, right? You should shoot them for those kinds of crimes against humanity. So, of course, they have to take away the guns first. And that's their DDR program. Remember, the first word in that DDR is disarmament. So they were running ads in New York to look for new personnel who can join the United Nations, English speakers, because, of course, it's all about being deployed in New York, who can run, quote, field missions in New York to coordinate the United Nations gun confiscation programs. This is all on the record. We publish it at Natural News. We have a screenshot of the job listing and the job ID number from the United Nations itself. And yet, what's shocking about this story, actually, this podcast is not about that story in particular, but about the fact that people still cannot believe that there's a plan for the UN to invade and occupy the United States. They still can't believe it. Of course, Obama in 2013 signed a treaty with the United Nations. Forgot the exact name. It was like a small arms treaty. That treaty was never ratified by the Senate, and Trump pulled out of that treaty after he became president. But the reason Obama signed that treaty was he was setting up the United States to be invaded by the UN. And I've said this for years. You know I've said this if you've heard my podcast. Barack Obama plans to be leading the United Nations when the UN invasion of America gets underway. In other words, Obama has always had the plan to defeat and destroy the United States, to overrun it. And the current plan is to set off a massive false flag attack, probably on the East Coast, maybe New York, that can be blamed on President Trump to call him a white supremacist. Maybe the attack is going to be leveled against minorities or something. It'll be run by the deep state, but they'll blame Trump, and they'll say Trump has to go, and they'll have nationwide riots, and then they'll cause so much chaos that people like Obama call for the UN to come in and take over. Now, lest you think that is some far-out theory, Ilhan Omar has already called for the United Nations to be deployed in the U.S. I think AOC called for UN troops to help run the border. And there's a guy in Cook County, Chicago, that called for UN troops to be on the streets of America, a Democrat. That was like 2 years ago, I think. Democrats routinely call for UN troops to take over on the streets of America because they don't recognize America's sovereignty. But what's really astonishing about all of this to me is that you still have American people who somehow keep convincing themselves, oh, there's nothing to this. Oh, no, there won't be a UN invasion of America. That's redonkulous. That'll never happen. Well, you know, backtrack to, I don't know, 1939, a Jewish family in Poland sitting at the dinner table saying something, oh, did you hear Jimmy? Jimmy said that the Nazis are going to come and
put us in ovens. Nah, he's so crazy. He's such a fearmonger. He's always worried about the Nazis. They're not going to come put us in ovens. He's just trying to scare us. He's a sensationalist. All right, that's the kind of conversation that you probably would have had before the Nazis came and took away all the guns and then gassed the Jews to death by shipping them off into gas ovens and concentration camps and so on, and Zyklon B operations. But all that time, no question, there were lots of Jewish families that said, we should just get along with the Nazis. We should just surrender our guns in the name of peace. I don't know why I'm speaking in this particular dialect to say like it's a Jewish family, I guess. Just trying to give you a different character voice for this, to recreate this imagined conversation of history. I'm sure it happened millions of times. People living in denial. Because the thought of a bunch of Nazis coming and burning your house down, ripping the gold out of your teeth, stealing all your money, everything you own, you know, raping your daughters, and throwing you in gas chambers to kill you, that idea was just too extreme for people to accept. And so they denied it. So there were Jews who engaged in Nazi denialism even as World War II was underway. That's what's shocking to realize. And yes, it's a fact of history. So there have always been people who were denialists about what was happening and what was about to happen. And the same thing is true in America today. You've got Americans that are like, oh, that'll never happen. They'll never try to take away our guns. Really? That's what the job opening describes. That's their mission, is disarmament, demobilization, and reintegration. It's called DDR. There are books about it written by the United Nations, published on the UN website. You can download the PDFs and read about it. In fact, I linked to a couple of those books in my article about this on Natural News. It's not fiction. This is what they intend to do. And by the way, humanity hasn't magically evolved to a more enlightened form of life since 1945. You know how the Nazis succeeded? Well, they controlled the media. And then they pushed a bunch of hatred towards people that they didn't like, just like the left-wing media today is pushing hatred towards whites and males and conservatives and Trump supporters and Christians. That's exactly what the Nazis did in the late 1930s and the early 1940s. They whipped up hatred, and then they unleashed their troops to go kill the people that they had targeted with their hatred. And that's the New York Times today. That's the Washington Post. That's CNN. That's what they're doing. They are following in the footsteps of Nazi Germany. You think that they won't kill you if they get the chance? You think they won't take your guns by force? You think they won't occupy your country so they can assert control over you and try to capture or assassinate President Trump and destroy the national sovereignty of America so that America can finally be controlled and join the globalist utopia that the European Union was supposed to represent? I'm telling you, there's nothing that these enemies of America won't do. There's nothing they won't try. I mean, these are rapists. These are child traffickers. These are drug traffickers. UN troops. They are mass murderers operating under the guise of peacekeeping. Yeah, they're keeping a peace, all right. They're taking a piece of your child is what they're doing. They're taking a piece of your daughter. They're taking a piece of everything you own. And they're taking your rifle piece and your handgun piece as well. Yeah, it's all about peace. How many pieces of you can they rip away from you? That's what they mean by peacekeeping. They're going to take a piece of everything. P-I-E-C-E, keeping. They're keeping the pieces they took from you. That's what's meant by United Nations peacekeepers. Wake up, folks. It's here. They have a plan to invade, occupy, and overthrow the United States of America. And you have a right as an American citizen to invoke the Second Amendment defense of this nation to defeat invading enemy forces. And that day is going to come very soon where you won't be able to deny this any longer because the troops will be activated and they'll be on the streets. I wonder if then you'll realize that we've been accurately reporting this all along. Most people will never know. Why do you think those Jews got on the trains? They weren't told you're going to get on a train and be sent to a concentration camp and gassed to death. No, they were told, oh, you're going to a camp where there will be food and clothing and beds and medicine. Why do you think they got on the trains? Because they believe the lies, the same lies that most Americans believe right now. Oh, the UN is here to help. No, they're not. Wake up. Smell the freaking coffee. Open your eyes to the real world. Nothing has changed since 1945.
If anything, certain groups have become more evil than we ever thought possible. And now they want to destroy America, because America is the last line of defense against globalist tyranny. And that's why defending America really matters. I hope you wake up and see what's coming before it's too late. If you get on that railroad car, or whatever it happens to be in our modern time, you get taken off to the FEMA camp, they will kill you. You will die. And as they're about to put a bullet in your head, you'll say, gosh, maybe I should have listened earlier. Maybe I should have resisted. Maybe I shouldn't have given up my guns. Maybe I should have fought back against the tyranny. But by that time, it'll be too late. And your body will be a lifeless limp of flesh in a ditch a few seconds from then, because you didn't stand up. You didn't defend yourself. You surrendered to the modern Nazis, which is the United Nations. They set foot on American soil. They occupy this country as an enemy force. We, the people, have to destroy them, eliminate them, defeat them, and send a message that they never come back to this land and try to run their operations on America ever again. Be prepared to take that action as that day is coming. In the meantime, stay informed. Read my website, newstarget.com. I also publish survival.news, which is relevant to all of this. I hope we all survive the next year. It's going to be chaotic. The next 5 years. And thank you for listening. Spread the word. Be ready. It's coming. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.